שירנא מלוות סבטס צינו המקלח מים מן הגג שאולו בו יקשם ועצובים שסויסרים ומעקים כהילוכוי. Person has a drainage pipe that got stuffed up with different things that started growing in it, and they prevent the water to go out. Maybe Yoitzim is Pashim Begag, as a result of that, it causes the water to go onto the roof, to open the bais, and eventually leak into the house. So he gets he wants to prevent leaking in his house, and he wants to get rid of these things that are growing in the pipe. Problem is, if something is growing in the pipe, it's a problem of being toilish on Shabbos. So, Memachim Berag Lubitzina, you let her push it down with your foot. Which Shabruah brings from the Meiri that says that you just let her press it down so that the water should be able to go over them, to actually kick them away, to detach them. It's awesome. The Kiv the Metakin Agdeshine, who She'eno Israel Berag Lubitzina, Seda Lagoz Rabbonim. We're saying various conditions over here. First of all, it should be done Bitzina. It should not be done in a way that looks obvious that you're coming to fix up this drainage pipe. Number two, you should not tear out the things that are growing there, even with your leg. That's the type of kisira. You're allowed to press them down, even though it is a certain level of tikkun, because you are letting the water now pass over the shrubbery which you press down. But here, it's makom hefsed, and you're doing it in an abnormal fashion with your foot, and it's not befahesia, it's bitzina, it's permitted. But other than that, if something gets stuffed up on Shabbos, you're not allowed to fix it up.